I love me some coffee. How about you? Do you like your coffee super hot, where it kind of like almost wants to burn your tongue? Or do you like it cold? Because there's a lot of that cold brew that, people are buying, and they go to Starbucks and they get in all that stuff. Mine has got to be like you know, room temperature. Because there are times I want to guzzle it, and then there are times I just want to just taste it. It's almost like life. I just want to live it, and other times I just want to experience it. Two completely different walks. And you find yourself just staring at the image in the mirror going, you still with me? Dude, this is one hell of a ride. My God, how you been? Don't you love that? About walking into every day, like where I presently sit right now, which is, we're March 4th, 2021. It's 6:08 a.m. My forest here in South Charlotte, North Carolina, the only thing that's out there is a crescent moon. And man, that crescent moon caught my attention this morning. And I thought, do I rush into this day? Or do I just sip on this moment? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. Mentally, we must maintain gain. Now, I want to say that again, because I'm going to say it several different times. Because those words came to me while in prayer this morning, after taking the walk through the forest, which is something that I do every morning before the sun rises. Mentally, we must maintain gain. Words spoken in prayer. Not to break the circle of light, but gain. Gain in what? What does gain mean? I mean, we know what it means, but what does it mean in this sentence? What was being shared with me? What is moving through this moment of now? Gain. Especially when so much has already been given. But I whispered it this morning, mentally and not physically. Two completely different paths of open-ended choices. Decisions to build must begin in an avenue of thought. A mental image of opportunity. To let it sit empty doesn't feed the need, therefore the physical presence must be ready to take shape once the gain has been met with the courage and confidence to proceed. Mentally, we must see ourselves excelling. Envisioning the potential without exhausting the plan. I mean, seriously, just between the two of us, it's just us here, okay? How many projects do you rush into only to see them barely through? The mental guilt trips, the blockages, that next opportunity to do something, you go, why? I'm just going to set it aside anyway. Why do I even start, huh? You know, there are many times I won't try because, fill in the blank, I won't try because. Mentally, we must maintain gain. I do my intentions every morning. Do you know what intentions are? When I first take that walk and I get that brisk little wind or breeze of the Carolinas right here in March, and it's 40 some odd degrees, maybe 41, 42, and that brisk little breeze goes up and just bites me and says, "Woo, you made it. We've been waiting for you." It's kind of chilly. That's when I know that I'm awake. And in that moment of awake, that's when I start to do my intentions. And I say, my intention today, first and foremost, is to reach people. To be calm. To find mindfulness. To be in a presence of now, while putting focus on what will become now. My intention today is to find opportunity, as long as it includes other people. My intention today is to be and not to once have been. Intentions, they help build up the mind, body, and soul, so that when you are mentally preparing yourself to maintain gain, you've got an open gate. It says, come on inside. Let's give this a shot. But wait, we're not going to do anything physical. Not until we have the confidence and courage to belong. We need to prepare. We need to plan out. We need to be of shape to be in shape. Whew. I blame it on the moon, man. I blame it on the moon. Whew. The hell was that moon giving me this morning? I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.